Job 6-1, but Job answered and said, 6-2, oh that my grief were throughly weighed, and my calamity laid in the balances together. 6-3, for now it would be heavier than the sand of the sea. Therefore my words are swallowed up. 6-4, for the arrows of the Almighty are within me, the poison whereof drinketh up my spirit. The terrors of God do set themselves in array against me. 6-5, doth the wild ass bray when he hath grass, or loweth the ox over his fodder? 6-6, can that which is in savory be eaten without salt? Or is there any taste in the white of an egg? 6-7, the things that my soul refused to touch are as my sorrowful meat. 6-8, oh that I might have my request, and that God would grant me the thing that I long for. 6-9, even that it would please God to destroy me, that he would let loose his hand and cut me off. 6-10, then should I yet have comfort. Yea, I would harden myself in sorrow. Let him not spare, for I have not concealed the words of the Holy One. 6-11, what is my strength that I should hope? And what is mine end that I should prolong my life? 6-12, is my strength the strength of stones? Or is my flesh of brass? 6-13, is not my help in me? And is wisdom driven quite from me? 6-14, to him that is afflicted pity should be shewed from his friend, but he forsaketh the fear of the Almighty. 6-15, my brethren have dealt deceitfully as a brook, and as the stream of brooks they pass away. 6-16, which are blackish by reason of the ice, and wherein the snow is hid. 6-17, what time they wax warm, they vanish. When it is hot, they are consumed out of their place. 6-18, the paths of their way are turned aside. They go to nothing and perish. 6-19, the troops of Tema looked, the companies of Sheba waited for them. 6-20, they were confounded because they had hoped. They came thither and were ashamed. 6-21, for now ye are nothing. Ye see my casting down and are afraid. 6-22, did I say, bring unto me, or give a reward for me of your substance? 6-23, or deliver me from the enemy's hand, or redeem me from the hand of the mighty. 6-24, teach me, and I will hold my tongue, and cause me to understand wherein I have erred. 6-25, how forcible are right words, but what doth your arguing reprove? 6-26, do ye imagine to reprove words and the speeches of one that is desperate, which are as wind? 6-27, yea, ye overwhelm the fatherless, and ye dig a pit for your friend. 6-28, now therefore be content, look upon me, for it is evident unto you if I lie. 6-29, return, I pray you, let it not be iniquity. Yea, return again, my righteousness is in it. 6-30, is there iniquity in my tongue? Cannot my taste discern perverse things?